Good evening, Moirai Verabaisai. We're learning Simon Reishu test tonight, which is the Brochois, the Birkas Hoidos Ayochim, which is known as Birkas Hagoimel. Rabbi, we'll be discussing when do we need to make Hagoimel, what about if a person flies to make Hagoimel, what if a person flies just like to Manchester without going over the sea, do you still make Hagoimel, do you need to cross the sea? What if somebody goes under the channel? We'll be discussing that tonight as well, Amir Tzashem. Somebody was ill, what kind of illness? And just as frequent, what happens if somebody went out of prison? Do you need to make a goyim nowadays or not? So that will be covered as well, Be'ezer Hashem. Let us see what the halachas are, and many chidushim in the contemporary poskim as well. Do you make a goyim on plane flights? Flights, anybody? Yeah. Flights?
Not in belts.
Without Hashem Hashem. Anybody goyim on flights? Flights? When you fly from Stamford Hill?
What about on a ship?
On a ship, good, we'll speak about that. What's the minute, Jeremy, about Reb Gideon, last time you flew, you made? Yeah. You made. Good. About Tzichim Le'oidois, four types of, Abo means really four people. Tzichim Le'oidois need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, need to praise and thank Hashem. First one is Yoyirdei Hayom, people who go into the sea. Now Yoyirdei Hayom is really, the literal translation is Yoyirdei going down. Hayom into the sea. And we see that there's actually a halachic implication of that. So you're going to go on a boat, on a ship, on the sea. She'olo mimenu, when you go up again, so when you reach dry land again, you will make the bracha of Hagoimel. Second case, pardon? Oh, you're saying that Yoyed Hayom in very literal sense, you go under the sea. Yoyed Hayom. Yeah. So according to you, you make a goyim on channel. Okay, we'll see. Pardon? Sounds like because you're the Ayom. Yeah. Good.
Submarine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Normal boat journey, or even a long, treacherous, dangerous boat journey above the water, you know, normal boat
journey, you wouldn't make it. We'll get to that. We'll get, absolutely, very important point. The Ayom, Shalom Menu. The second case is, Hoil Chemid Boroys, anybody who went to a desert. Now, I went once into a desert. It's very frightening. Have you been to a desert? It's a very frightening experience. You ever been to a desert? Negev? You went? Yeah, it's a very, you know, you've got like bottles and bottles of water. But you know, once you're through that, it's, so, when you reach, at the end of the desert, when you reach destination, when you reach a settlement, that's case number two. Somebody was seriously ill, then he's rape and he is healed, he's fine now. And finally, somebody was imprisoned, and he left the prison. Yeah. These are? Yeah, it is indeed. And the simonic, that's very rare, we don't find this in Shulchan Aruch. Simonic is a simonah in Shulchan Aruch. He says in the pasuk, "V'chol achaim yoyducha selo." The pasuk says, "V'chol achaim, anybody who is alive, yoyducha shall thank you and praise you, selo." And so, "chol achaim" is Rosh Tevas, is the initials of chavush, ches for chavush. So, chaim is ches yud yud mem. Chavush, ches for chavush, referring to somebody who is imprisoned. Chavush beis asurim, yisurim. Which is referring to illness. Yud for Yisurim. Yam is obviously referring to somebody on the sea. And Mem, Midbar, very obviously for the desert. Very, very interesting. It's very rare. I obviously don't know much about Shulchan Aruch, but I don't remember ever coming across such a simonich in Shulchan Aruch. It's very rare. Yeah.
One question. Like yesterday you were talking about if you look like a nice miracle.
Yeah, that's...
Now, with an ill person... Who survived?
Good.
It was a dangerous operation.
Good.
And it was a chance, as I said, negligible. Yeah, he survived. Would you say go?
Yeah.
Would you say
no. So very good. So that's a very important point. The halachas of Agoimel are very different than the halachas of Sha'asoli Neis. And Neis needs to be supernatural, or as we discussed yesterday, at the very least, it needs to be a highly visible Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not so when it comes to Hagoimel. Hagoimel has completely different halachas and a completely different because it works differently. And when you go through all those four things, you will make the bracha of Hagoymel. In fact, we shall see, not tonight, but in later shir, see if Tess tells us that there is opinions. If you look at the last seven in Reshu Tess, that it's loved after those four. There could be other examples as well that will actually justify for Hagoymel. But either way, it's not just a pure Nes. Certainly those four that are discussed now is the main, it's fundamental, essential, but there may be others as well. But it's not a Nes that we find with regards to Boch of Sha'osol Nes Mokam Hazem. However, it is true to say that whenever you do say Sha'osol Nes, halachas that we discussed previously, whenever you will see those, you certainly can also say Hagoymel. Hagoymel is a lesser, you need less to make the Boch of Hagoymel. Right, now let us focus one after the other. First one that is mentioned of the Zoyde Hayom. So that's very interesting because that's actually something which the Poskim do point out straight away with regards to Zoyde Hayom, is that things do change. If somebody goes on a pedalo in the River Lee, yeah, I don't think it's a pedalo in the Lee, Battersea Park, anymore? Okay, so if you go to anywhere, you went into, you know, you went. Or better yet, you go in Bournemouth, you go in one of those, you know, yeah, any of that. So you're also, in a very literal sense, you're also Yoyde Hayom. Now, will you make the bracha? Yes or no? Yoyde Hayom. The answer is no. Binyamin Yaakov Alevi says no. Why not? You say crossing. That's interesting because we don't actually find the lashon crossing in Shulchan Aruch. So the fact you know crossing doesn't seem to be the essential point. But you are right, Lemaisa, that it is agreed that the reason why we make a bracha on Yoyde Hayom is because there's an element of danger involved. When you're going to the sea normally, when you're going to the sea, it implies that you're going into the sea, good and proper, and there's a danger involved. Pedalos, not great danger involved. You're going to dingy around the thing. It's not a great danger. Of course, you have to keep to on the safe side, but it's not danger, really. It's not danger. Therefore, do you agree to that? Therefore, the post can say that you don't make Hagoyim. It's not the reason why Yoyde Hayom is you make a brach is because there's a danger involved, and you're fine, so you make Hagoyim. But if there's no danger at all, you don't make a goymel. Consequently, it's very interesting. The poskim nowadays say they're not so happy about you go with the you go through the channel by boat. Okay, what are those called?
Ferry.
Yeah. Yeah. You go to Calais.
Dover to Calais.
Dover to Calais. Yeah. What's the halacha then? Will you make the bracha? Yes or no?
It's
not dangerous. Poskim are reluctant. They say that nowadays, if you go on a ship, you go on a boat, it's not so posh, you can just make a bracha. It's true that if you take a cruise, one of those festive cruises, you go to Alaska for, a 6-month cruise, okay, so it's different. But if you just go on the short destination trips, without a bad example, the short destination trips, the point that the post can say is that short destination trips nowadays may not necessarily allow for Birkas HaGoyma. But let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Sha'olim emenu, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotan Aleph, Dafkak Sha'olim emenu ligamre. You will only make the bracha once you've completely reached destination. You have gone up completely, and it's not included in this, when you have a transit stop, when you reach the port, you go out to the shore, you go out to a transit stop, for a day or two, until the boat is ready to move on. No, you won't make you're now on land, but you won't make a bracha, because it's a transit stop. You don't make a bracha. It's sha'olah legamre. When you've completely reached destination, if you're just a transit stop, you don't make a bracha. Dakati, because still no nitzel min asakon legamre. You haven't completely saved the. You're not completely safe from a dangerous environment. Similarly, when you're in a desert, When you're actually traveling in the desert, and you're going for one place, and it's a long, long journey in the desert, but in the middle you're passing a village, but after you're moving on, you're stopping by for some Bedouin kind of thing. You're staying there for a day or two just to get back your koiches. You're moving on with your camels on. So you don't make a bracha there because you haven't reached destination. Kam ken ein mevochen, you won't make a bracha. So that's with regards to the Yodah Hayom. Now, maybe it's important to mention over here the discussion of planes. What about planes? More dangerous than ships. Okay, now, the starting point is with regards to planes. Pardon? Okay, so many people, the instinctive response is, when it comes to planes, so first of all, it's important to emphasize that the minhag of the Rabbonim is to actually ask that you do make a bracha on a plane. You will make, even if it's not, if you're not crossing the channel, even if you're not crossing the... So the minhag of the... So we start, although obviously there's no Mishnah Berurah on it, and but the minhag of the consensus of the poskim is, yes, you will make a bracha. But I think the instinctive reaction to that is, one second over here, there's more people, there's more accidents, there's more motor accident than air accidents. If you count how many deaths, cholila, there is on the road, it's multiplied by, I don't know how many times, than accidents in plane accidents. So the obvious question is going to be, one second here, if you go on the M1, you don't make a Gomel when you reach Manchester and when you come back. When you fly, so why is that when you fly to Manchester, you're going to make a bracha? Well, how does that make sense? Why do you make a Gomel on a plane and not on a motorway journey? It's a fair question. It's a fair question. Why? So that's an interesting thought. Interesting thought. I'll tell you two svaras. Right. So I hear. You have to do statistics. I hear that. I still don't know because I think that there's not many. I'm not sure. I'd never looked into it. But I think that I think aviation is very, very safe nowadays. I think that especially when it comes to, I think that most accidents that exist, more rare accidents, are apparently private jets and small planes. I think the commercial airplane industry exists nowadays. I think is extremely, extremely safe. You can probably, I don't know, percentage wise. What do you think about that? What would you say?
So your argument would be then if you go into the private jet, it's more definitely then.
I'm not sure definitely, but it's. I think that commercial airplanes is very rare. So I'll tell you two svaras, boys, and they're both really, really interesting. One svara is that Reb Moshe Feinstein is mechadash, and I think that's a brilliant svara. Reb Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about it. All the postgame, all the 20th century postgame, every single one of the 20th century postgame, I think, has a tshuva about this very question. Do you make a goymel on a plane journey? And Moshe Feinstein is very much of the opinion that you do. And it makes no difference if they're ovrei hayom or not. And it makes once you step on a plane and you fly and you land, you make a goymel. Moshe's svara is as follows. It's a goynish svara, and you can see the goyness of Moshe Feinstein, one of those tshuvas, to just see how deep Moshe Feinstein's thinking was. So his rationale is as follows. He says, come on. What's the reason why a person on a boat, on a ship, over a yom, needs to make a bracha? And the Moshe says that the oimek of the svara is, it's true, written in 1963, is it because you are essentially in a mokum sakona. When you're in a boat, so you are in a vessel, thank you very much, that saves you. If not for the vessel, you'd be big time in danger. You'd be in sakona. How long can you be swimming in a? You drown. I mean, it's dangerous. So you are really, really lulei ha vessel. If not for the boat that you're in, you'd be in sakona's nefoshes. So there is a bit something which is Loshna Moshe, is something which is matzil you. There's something Lomdish, speaking Lomdish, is something saving you here constantly, and it's something which is natural saver. But you are really in a dangerous place. Something is saving you. Something is saving you. When you're on the road, no. So Ramosha says, on the road, is not really a dangerous place. Take out all the cars. The road is not a dangerous place. So you're not really in a dangerous surrounding. You're not in a dangerous environment. You're in a car, and it could be that people are not driving safely. That's all very true, and that's very unfortunate. But you're not really in a dangerous, it's not in a dangerous environment. Ramosha says, what about a plane? Well, a plane, you couldn't be in a more dangerous place, even off of the plane. So it's Reb Moshe says that if you think about the svara over Ayom, somebody was in a boat and the ship needs to make a goymel, not because he said you don't talk statistics over here. Don't tell me numbers, don't tell me figures. It's Lomdish, it's a dangerous place. Lomdish, it's a dangerous place. And therefore you're gonna make a goymel. Similarly, somebody's in a plane, he's gonna have to make a goymel. He was totally uninterested. He said, don't tell me you do cross Yam, you don't cross Yam, you are oversea and oversea. He said, you're not talking sense, the Moshe says. You're not understanding what the svar is over here. You don't understand the Mechayev. And that's what the Moshe says. It's goynish, it's mamish goynish, it's beautiful. Pardon?
Bungee jumping, jetpacking, hang gliding. Many things.
But also swimming.
And therefore, so you're saying that you should make a goemon on bungee jumping. Who says you don't?
The
right. So I think your cash is excellent. Your shal is excellent. It could be that the reason why you don't will be for the following reason. And that there is a very interesting shal chuvan and behetev, and that's what the poskims certainly take on. That if you put yourself willingly in something which is be'etzem called a sakana, something which is be'etzem called a sakana, but you put yourself in that matzav completely willingly, you don't make a goyma. I didn't think of that. Yeah, is that what you're going to say? Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, okay. Good thought, I'm not sure. I don't know.
By your logic then, you say the ship is basically saving you from the sea, being the vessel is there.
Yeah.
And if it was below your
drag, absolutely, yeah.
Why would people go swimming in the sea?
Yeah, because that.
No,
because that's not. You're not in a dangerous environment. The sea where you're swimming is not dangerous. Only when you go where the ship is, only when you go where the boat is, that's dangerous. Yeah. Okay. So that's. But that's. Any place can be dangerous. I'm saying it's not. It's not really a dangerous place. You're just swimming. You're not swimming. But if you would be where the boat is without the boat, you're in a very dangerous place. Yeah. Good. Okay. Now the tunnel underneath the water. Now here, the poskim say, unlike the poskim machshuvim, the poskim they say that actually when you go in the tunnel, the I don't know what the minig is. I think the minig is you don't make a bracha. Am I right? Anybody been Eurostar? Yeah. Sfadi, yeah, we'll speak about Sfadi at Sif Test. I think that the reason why the minig is not to make a bracha if you go on a tunnel is because it's not over. It's a bosha. It's a road. But you're driving on a road, which happens to be in a tunnel, which happens to be under the water, which happens to be under the channel. It's be'etzem what you're doing, you're driving on a road.
You could be in a midbar.
Midbar, that's interesting. That you're over midbar. I hear. It's like a bit, if anything, it sounds midbar. Nice, nice thought. Yeah, it's nice. How far is it though? How far is it? I hear. That's a very nice thought. I don't know. I hear that. It's a very nice, very interesting thought. Midbar. Yeah. Right. Okay. Pardon.
If it broke down, the lights went out. Is that not a muck?
It's just dark.
Is it?
How deep underneath is it?
If a train broke down and there was a power cut,
Has it not happened?
It'll be a reasonably dangerous situation. Not usually.
You're not on the road, you're
on the rail. Right. Okay. It's called the post game. Do speak about it, Dein Weiss and others, and they say that it's considered Yabosha. It's Yabosha. It's a continuation of the road. It's a continuation. I hear the midpost for a bit. Right. Okay. So that's in terms of the there are poiskim who say that it has to be in line with the pasuk and has to be yoyde hayom. You need to cross water. You need to fly over water. And as long as you don't fly over sea, you don't make a bracha. There are poskim who paskin like that. That means a long lunch to fly, you're not going to make a bracha. Not because of distance, but because you're not over hayom. There's a minority poskim. So if you fly, in England it's only short distance. But if you could fly really from America, from one side to America, from eastern coast to the western coast, which is like, I don't know how many thousands of miles, so you wouldn't make a bracha according to that. There are poskim who say that. Interesting, I just want to add an interesting chassidsha hoysofer, which is really interesting. It's not halacha, but it's interesting how some chassidsha rebbe took it. I've forgotten which rebbe, probably Rabbi Frankel will be able to help us. I don't know if it was the Heilige Hasot, today and I forgot. He said he doesn't want to make a goyman on a flight, because that would, in the base, we know that the base in Shalmato, goes off like is mushpa from the base the base in Shalmat law. He's mushpa from the base in Shalmata, and therefore he said that if we would make a hagoyma on a flight, that would make it into a sakana. That would make it this interesting svara. Because then it would be kepaskan. Then it means we paskan, it's dangerous. Then we paskan based in Shalmat, we paskan that it's dangerous, and therefore it would become benefit. It's an interesting chassid shavat. Okay, it's chassidish, but it's nice. Yeah, pardon. Well, the. Okay, good. Rabbi, so we're ready for safe cotton base, which is Nisape. Somebody was choyle, but Nisape. Somebody was ill, and he got better. Voylech kvar al buryoi. So it's Mishnevu holds, when Nisape gu kvar lech al buryoi, his feet is fine now. This is actually a machloikus. Mishnevu holds, that you can only make a bracha when you're back better. Voylech al buryoi. You are fine now. You're strong, you're fine. The closing book was also very makbet that you can only, the lashon of some later authorities, somebody has an operation, a surgery, and he's in bed, he's really not well, he's out of things for weeks. When can you make the bracha? When can you make, on the one hand, some people, they'll say you can make the bracha as soon as you are feeling a bit better. You know, once you can get out of the hospital bed, and you can walk around, you can make a bracha, you're fine, a bracha shem, it's about, that's what others will say, you know. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to pass. It sounds, the implication, it's not how the poskim understand it. You're really back to normal. Poskim say that you can basically go to the market, which the contemporary would be, you're basically going back to work. That's when you can make the bracha. Very good. What about your ledes? Yeah. Yeah.
So, what happens to someone who has for shalom? Has a serious illness or an operation,
and they're
better to some extent, but they're not well enough to resume their job.
Right. So according to Shlomo Zalman and many poskim, you will not make a bracha yet, only when you're back to work. But I know that some poskim are more makil, but. Now, with regards to your ledes, we will leave that for tomorrow, Beis Hashem. Okay. It's an interesting shaila. Very interesting shaila. Yeah. To be moitzi others for a goymel? Yeah, the answer is yes. A person can be moitzi. Yes, it does work. Rabbi, we started halachas tonight of birkas hodas hayochid, birkas hagoymel. We introduced the concept by saying that it's different than birkas al hanes. Nes needs to be a much more powerful nes than birkas hagoymel. Habat zichim roed shulchan aruch says, the first one is... it depends which we are. Okay, so kol ha'chaim you do chasela, we can do it that way. So first one is ches for chavosh, the present. Second one is yisurim. Yam, very good. Yam and mitbah. It's amazing. The siman of Shulchan Aruch. And we spoke about the concept of a person needs to be completely out of sakana of the boat in order to make the bracha. We spoke extensively about the plane, and the minhag hamoyrim is to make a bracha. And we started speaking about the chodesh and his rapid, that the halacha is that when he's hoylech al buri, that's when you can make a bocha. More to follow on all these very important halachas tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.